Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, I want to lead with one sentence. The agentic stack is now real enough to be attacked, exploited, and litigated. Let that land for a second. Because that's not a warning sign. That's a maturity signal. Nobody attacks toys. They attack infrastructure. And this week, the infrastructure took some hits. Let's get into it. First up, MCP. If you're a business leader and you just said, "What's MCP?" that's fine. If your team is deploying AI agents and still treating MCP like harmless middleware, that's a problem. Model Context Protocol is the plumbing that lets AI agents connect to tools, data, and systems. In the last month, we didn't get one isolated bug. We got a pattern. A calculation server passing user input straight into Python eval, with unauthenticated remote code execution potential, DNS rebinding issues in the protocol spec, Anthropic's own Git MCP server, a poisoned README, exactly the kind of file an autonomous agent reads without drama, could become the start of file access and code execution. And OX Security flagged STDIO command injection patterns across popular projects totaling more than 150 million downloads. The log for shell comparison is being thrown around, and it's earned. Not because the bugs are identical, because the structure is. Developers treated a convenience layer as low-risk glue when it was actually a direct path from untrusted input to privileged execution. Here's the uncomfortable version. If what your agent reads can collapse into what it executes, you haven't built a useful extension of a person. You've built a attack surface with a personality layer on top. I'm not backing off my thesis that agents become genuine business extensions. I'm saying the infrastructure has to earn that trust. And right now, too many vendors are selling connect your agent to everything as if connectivity were maturity. It isn't. It's exposure. My call: the next 30 days produce a governance tooling race around MCP. Noma and Detectify already moved. The real question is whether a standard emerges fast or whether we get the usual vendor-fragmented mess where everyone claims visibility and nobody owns the control plane. Moving on. SAP. The railroad company play in enterprise software, and a U.S. judge just noticed. On June 9th, SAP's technical enforcement around ODP RFC blocking went live. Plain English. A security patch now validates callers and aborts replication flows that a whole third-party ecosystem depended on. Microsoft's Azure Data Factory. Click, Theobald. SAP gave customers a revert switch until December 2026, which tells you everything. If it weren't disruptive, they wouldn't have needed a pressure release valve. Forrester was blunt. SAP is attempting to become the gatekeeper of enterprise AI. Then a US judge issued a split antitrust ruling against SAP. That's not final defeat, and it is definitely not vindication. Here's what I'm watching. The silence. We haven't seen a wave of public enterprise disclosures saying pipelines broke. Some people read that as overreaction. I read it differently. Large enterprises manage pain quietly. They open tickets, use the revert switch, renegotiate behind closed doors. Deferred pain is still pain. If you run SAP, ask your integration vendor one question this week. What breaks? What gets more expensive? And what becomes contractually dependent on SAP after December 2026? If nobody at the table has a crisp answer, you are negotiating your AI future from inside a locked room. Now, the 75% build-it-yourself failure rate. Forrester says 3/4 of organizations trying to build AI agents fully in-house will fail. Gartner says 40% of agentic AI projects get canceled by 2027. McKinsey sees lots of experimentation, not much scaling. I've been saying start simple for months. Here's the refinement I owe you in public. Simple does not mean DIY. Simple for the operator is what matters. A deeply integrated managed product with bounded autonomy and humans in the loop can be operationally simpler and strategically smarter than a homegrown stack your team barely has time to secure. Boring wins first, always has. Bright spot this week, Okta. They pushed non-human identity capabilities into general availability. AI agents, service accounts, API keys, automation tools, all with governance, privileged access controls, separation of duties, audit trails. Roadmaps are cheap. GA is expensive. SailPoint and CyberArk have talked about this space. Okta shipped it. And the timing couldn't be better. MCP vulnerabilities raise the cost of anonymous execution. The SAP fight raises the stakes around data access. The more agents act like workers, the less acceptable it is for them to operate like orphaned scripts with hard-coded credentials and no audit trail. My call. CyberArk and SailPoint have about 60 days before this flips from first-mover advantage into procurement checklist. Clock's running. One more. Microsoft's lazy graph rag. A 45% reduction in Azure OpenAI spend from one architectural change. That's not a technical footnote. That's a procurement event. It defers expensive indexing work until query time, and answer quality stays within 1% of traditional graph rag. If you've been told that serious document intelligence requires six figures of infrastructure before value can even be tested, get a second quote. Immediately. Here's my honest take for the week. A lot of people think transition means consensus. It doesn't. It means conflict. It means the stack gets exploited because it matters now. It means incumbents move to lock the gates the moment they realize open connectivity threatens the toll booth. SAP trying to become the AI gatekeeper isn't evidence that gatekeepers win. It's evidence they know the future is arriving fast enough to scare them. That's the week. That's your DBNR Weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.